Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Canadians are spending much more time at home. This extra time on hand has resulted in an increased demand for pets, leaving shelters, breeders, and adoption services shelves nearly bare. However, activists like Liz White, founding director of the Animal Alliance of Canada, express concern on how this demand for pets is being met.
It's the unspoken activity that people don't really like to talk about, but there are puppy mills in Ontario and Quebec and across the country. There's an estimated 1,500 puppy mills in Quebec. So these, you know, the problem is that these animals are bred in a way that you want to maximize the number of puppies that are produced, as opposed to considering the health and well-being of the female animal that's giving birth to these puppies, or who you're actually breeding the female animal to. In many puppy mills, that standard doesn't necessarily take place, and so often fathers and siblings are bred. Often female animals and their male offsprings are bred together, and so you find that animals have genetic conditions. If it's a genetic complication as a result of inbreeding, you might have things like hip dysplasia, weak ligaments in the dog's knees, you know, that creates really big problems. And, you know, when people go and get these animals, are they prepared for a $5,000 vet bill up front? I would argue in many cases not. In many cases, the people take the animals back to where they got them from. And then you have to ask yourself, what happened to that puppy?
Stephen Smith, communications manager at the Ottawa Humane Society, encourages those who choose to buy an animal instead of adopt to ask the right questions to ensure they are not supporting a puppy mill.
We always encourage people to adopt, don't shop. That's our motto. And if they do need to buy, then make sure they're asking lots of questions to the seller first and protect themselves and animals by applying critical thinking and really examining the situation before putting down the money. Strongly encourage them to research who they're buying from first to make sure that they're supporting somebody who actually cares about their animal's welfare and isn't just in it to make a quick buck. One of the surest ways to find out is definitely how urgent the seller is making things. So if a seller is telling you, like, oh, this dog's not going to be around for very long, you should make up your mind quickly. And that's usually a pretty big red flag. Meeting in a parking lot is usually a really bad sign as well. You typically want to be able to see where the animal is kept and what sort of conditions they've been living in prior to you buying them. Those are definitely two of the largest red flags. Typically, if a breeder is already not paying attention to their animal's simple well-being, like giving them food and water, giving them proper space, and they're also not paying attention to how the animal's being bred. And as a result, this can lead to often medical problems down the line for the owner. So this could be like mounting vet bills of chronic conditions and medical conditions that pop up, say, years down the line or potentially weeks down the line. COVID has sort of exacerbated the issue because there's a lot of folks right now who want to get a pet in their life. No doubt that it's because people have more time on their hands right now. They're home more often to really get them that essential training and bonding that a pet really needs. And it might also be a way for them to cope with, say, the loneliness of the pandemic. So as a result, there's lots of people looking for animals. There's also people who are, say, buying animals on a whim.
Liz White expresses concern for the fate of these animals once the pandemic is over and people have considerably less time for their pets and their vet bills.
It's unclear to me whether consideration has been given as to what will happen to these animals should we return to normal. So we'll see. You know, we don't know. It may be that everybody's fine. It may be also that should the pandemic begin to recede and we're in a situation where people are sort of collecting and doing work the way they used to, that there may be a surge of animals dropped off at shelters because they can't deal with the animal anymore.